chanting his name, Mr. John, Mr. John, Mr. John. I cannot associate him. He may be some thousands of miles away from me. So if I require to see him, or to touch him, or to feed him, these are all exchanges of love. If you love somebody, you want to see him, you want to touch him, you want to serve him, you want to talk with him, so many exchanges there are. So if your lover is away from you, say thousands of miles away or few miles away, if you simply chant the name of your friend, you cannot relish the actual meeting association. That is not possible. That is materially not possible. But spiritually, although God is, we do not know where He is. We do not know even this material world, where the other planets are there. We are seeing at night so many planets and stars in the sky, but we have no information, because it is not possible to reach. The modern scientist says that if you want to reach the topmost planet, then you have to travel in the space for 40,000 of years. And then you can reach. Now who is going to live for 40,000 years and who is really impossible? So, in the material world, you see so many planets and stars. You have got machine also to fly in the space. But it is not possible. At least the time will not allow you to go there. The space, not only the space, but there is time. Time and space. Materially it is not possible. Living within this material world, you cannot minimize the longest distance of time and space. But spiritually it is possible. That is the difference between matter and spirit. Just try to understand this. The matter and spirit, we are all combined together. Every one of us. Because I am the spirit soul. I am not this body matter. So both the matter and spirit are here, you can see. That's why I am speaking before you. As soon as I, the spirit, leave this body, this body, no one can speak, no one can stretch the hands and move the hands, so everything stops. So, just try to understand, this is matter and spirit. Without going into the detailed information, any layman, any child, any man can understand what is the distinction between matter and spirit. The spiritual world is different from the material world. Spiritually, it is different. Spiritually, we cannot understand now because we are absorbed in matter. But we understand from reliable sources, from authoritative sources, that Krishna is everywhere, although he is far, far away in his abode, beyond this material world. We have just explained the material world, we cannot reach the limit. And what to speak of going to the spiritual world, that is far beyond this sky. But although it is impossible materially, spiritually it is possible. spiritually it is possible. So the Krishna consciousness movement is a spiritual movement. It is not material movement. And from scriptures, from authority, Vedic literature, we understand that Krishna, although he is living in his abode, far, far away from us, he is also everywhere. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi stavi jayeva nirupa tayakalabhi Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta govindam adipurisham tamaham bhajami. This prayer says that Krishna expands his internal energy of bliss and knowledge. Ananda chinmaya. Ananda means bliss, happiness, ananda. The spirit soul is anandamaya abhyasat. The nature of the spirit soul is joyful, happy. And because we are spark of that spiritual, we are spiritual spark, or part and parcel of the Supreme Law. Therefore our nature is to seek joy. Whole living entities, either birds, beasts, human beings, everyone is seeking happiness. Because that is the nature. Nature of the spirit soul is to seek happiness. Unfortunately, we have been conditioned. We have been conditioned by this material laws. Therefore, we cannot fully realize what is that happiness. For example, in your country, United States of America, you are known all over the world, the richest nation, actually you are, but some section of your younger population, they are not finding happiness in this material environment. They are frustrated. They have invented some other way of living known as hippies or something like that. Why? They are all sons and daughters of rich men. Their parents are puzzled how to settle up their sons and daughters. They are not happy. So many, endeavors are going on from the government side, from private side, how to control. But actual effect, they do not see. They do not see that happiness, real happiness, is not possible simply by material advancement. That is the defect. Material advancement cannot make you happy. It may be for a few days. If somebody is very poor, and if he all of a sudden gets millions of dollars, he may feel happy now, I have got so much money. But that happiness is not ultimate. That is temporary happiness. There will be a reaction. After he has enjoyed fully that millions of dollars, he will again feel unhappy. Frustration. currency. That is the nature. Because his spirit soul's happiness is different happiness. The defect of the modern civilization is that they do not see this. What is this effect? That in spite of so much material advancement, while a section of people is not happy, why they are seeking happiness somewhere else? So, this is the defect of modern education. They do not see it. But the answer is there in the Bhagavad Gita. The answer is there. Unfortunately, you do not read all this literature. The answer is there. Lord Krishna says, Sukham Atamsikam Jyat Tat Otindriya Grahyam. The real happiness. Happiness means sense guided beliefs. Happiness, the other import of happiness is sense guided beliefs. So, we are also trying to be happy by sense gratification in the material world. But, because we are spirit soul, our adjustment of this material happiness will not make us happy. Because our nature is different. For example, that if I build a very palatial building in some lonely island in the sea, and I give you to live there, just like sometimes the lighthouse is there, they're living, they're not happy. They're not happy. And just like there is a poetry, Alexander Selkirk, perhaps you might have read in our childhood, we read this, that Robinson Crusoe was thrown into an isolated island. So, enough land, enough material resources, everything. He says, I am the monarch of all I survey. So, he was thinking that now I am the monarch. There is no other human being. So I am the monarch. But still he was feeling society, sensible love, divinely bestowed upon man. Had I the wings of a dove, I could go again to my home. Why? Because Anandamaya Bhata, the spirit soul wants happiness in a different way, in society, in friendship, in love. This is the real thing. So, the Mahavadi philosophers, being failure to find society in sensible love in the material world, they are frustrated. They are seeking void. Make it all minus, zero. You see? But that is also not the real happiness. Because naturally, I am seeking society sensible love. But this society, friendship and love has not given me that happiness. So, making it zero or void is not the ultimate solution. Just like you have got some disease in your eyes. Kanina chakshasin chakshut piraiva kevala. A disease in the eyes, he cannot see. Over and above, there is always some pain, some disturbances, some mucus is there, some pain, so many things. So therefore, sometimes the doctor advises that take out this I was, and I picked up some faults I was, perhaps you have seen. So the Mahavadi philosophy, the third philosophy, you see, that philosophy is to take out this I was. Because it is painful to make it void. The third philosophy is like that. But that will not make him happy. If there is some body, some expert physician, who can make the eye disease cure and give the natural eyesight, then that is happy. Not to take it out. The void philosophy or the impersonal philosophy, they are frustrated. On the status of this material, friendship, society and love. So they want something minor. That means what? But that will not make your ultimate solution. So they are trying to forget. Generally, a man takes to drinking to forget his anxiety. So far we have seen in our country, when a man becomes frustrated, failure, he begins to drink so that he can forget himself. So this process of forgetting oneself or imaginary voidness, these things will not make a solution of the problem. The solution of the problem is that Brahma Sanghita says that ananya chinmaya rasa pratibhavita stavi jayeva nijarupa tayasalabhi goloke eva nivasati asilatma bhuta govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajana. Govinda, Krishna, he has his society, love and friendship in the spiritual realm, which is ananda-chinma, that is spiritual and full of happiness, full of pleasure. Expansion of spiritual bliss and knowledge. The spiritual world means expansion of spiritual bliss and life, spiritual bliss and knowledge, eternal. Ananda, sat-chit ananda, three things. Sat means eternal. And chit means knowledge. And ananda means happiness. So the spiritual world is made of these three things. Eternal, bliss and knowledge. So that eternal bliss and knowledge is expanded by Krishna. Exactly like the sun expands its heat and light by the energy which is called sunshine. It is practical. The sun means heat and light. That heat and light is expanded by the sunshine. However severe cold it may be, if there is bright sunshine, the immediately gets relief. That is practical. Now the sun is 90 million miles away from you. How you associate with the sun or associate with the heat and light of the sun? By the sun sign. Similarly, Krishna is the foremost symbol of bliss, eternal life and knowledge. If you can capture the sunshine or the bodily effulgence of Krishna or his energy, then you get the same place. Just like sunshine is sometimes covered by cloud, so you do not get the actual benefit of sunshine. Although within the cloud, even there is cloud, you can appreciate that there is sunshine. Or if you go above the cloud, by jet plane, you see, there is full sunshine. So this cloud cannot cover the sun. Whenever there is cloud, do not think that the whole sun disk or the sun sphere or globe is covered. No, that is not possible. It is only an insignificant part of the sky, maybe 100 miles, 200 miles, 500 miles covered in cloud. But what is this 100 miles, 200 miles, 500, 5,000 miles in comparison to the vast space of what flooded with sunshine? It is nothing. It is nothing. Similarly, when we are covered by this material energy, you should understand yourself that you are covered like the cloud. So you have to, somehow or other, get out of the cloud, just like we get out of the cloud by aeroplane. And go above the cloud, there is a full sunshine. Similarly, if you somehow or other get out of this cloud and capture the sunshine or the effulgence of Krishna, then you become it. Immediately. That is Krishna consciousness. You have to change your consciousness. That consciousness is now clouded, covered with cloud of material things. This cloud actually cloud has no permanent existence. It appears in the sky and again disappears. It appears also by the sunshine. What is this cloud? The cloud is not a foreign thing. It is a product of the sunshine. When there is excessive heat, the sunshine evaporates sea water and it turns into gas, which is called cloud. So, cloud has no separate existence beyond the sunshine. It is also a product of the sunshine. Similarly, this Maya illusion is also a creation of God. And it can, because it is creation of God, it can be dissolved by the mercy of God. The same process. The cloud is there, but when the sunshine is too bright, the cloud disappears. No more cloud. Similarly, if you can capture the sunshine of Krishna, and if you make it brighter, or if you go to the brighter side, sunshine is always there, so the bright side of Krishna is always there. That side is the association of the devotees. Instead of associating with non-devotees, if you associate with these devotees, then you get that sunshine, the light and heat from Krishna. That is the path. Same way, if you somewhere or other, you go up the cloud, then you get this full sunshine. Similarly, if you capture the association of Krishna consciousness, you get sunshine, Krishna's shining. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. But unfortunately, there are some people, they do not want it, or they have no knowledge. But this process is like that. We cannot be happy within this cloud-covered material existence. We are spirits by nature. We are sparks, spiritual sparks. We have to associate with Krishna. Then, we can have our full pleasure. Another example. Just like there is fire, and there are small particles of sparks coming out of the fire. And the sparks it is coming out of the fire, it falls down beyond the range of the flame. It becomes charcoal, carbon, immediately. Black charcoal. But if it remains in the fire, it is as bright as fire. Always a small spark. Similarly, if you remain always in Krishna consciousness fire, you are also as good as Krishna, Ananda Chinmay. And you see, as soon as you go out of the boundary, or somewhere out of your forehead, like this light cloud, then you become black, or extinguish, come on fire. Although the fire potency is there. Just like coal. The coal, it looks very black, carbon. But put it in the fire, it becomes red. Ah, very good fire. Similarly, we are now out of the orbit, or the shining influence of Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have to put ourselves again into that atmosphere of Krishna, then we get full pleasure, happiness, knowledge, and eternal life. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. So, Prahlad Maharaj says that to attain this Krishna consciousness is not very difficult task. Actually, it is so. It's not very difficult task. Simply, we have to make association. That association is very easily made simply by chanting. This process we are spreading, Hare Krishna movement. If you simply chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, you will gradually realize. See the Dharpana Mahajanam. The first status, the first page of realization is Seta Dharpana Mahajanam. Things in the heart. As at the present moment, my heart is not cleansed. I am thinking, I am matter, I am American, I am this, I am that, and but when the heart is cleansed, then I understand that I don't belong to this material world. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. I am the spiritual star. So, this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is the greatest boon for the human society. And we request everyone to take advantage of this movement, and the process is very easy, simply chanting Hare Krishna, and these boys and girls who are taking to this movement, you can discuss with them, or you can discuss with me. Of course, the more you practice, you will understand, because unless the heart is cleansed, it takes some time. Anything, any education, any schooling, it takes little time to understand. So, but it does not take very much, a great deal of time. It is very easily understood, because Krishna or God is also situated within your heart. If you sincerely want association of God, He is already there with you as a friend. Just like in a tree, two birds are sitting. These are Vedic information. Two birds are sitting in one tree in friendly terms. Similarly, God, Krishna, and yourself are just like two birds And both of you are sitting in this tree of body. The one word, the jiva soul, or the part and parcel, individual soul, is eating the fruit of this body. The fruit of the tree. This body means, what is called, as you sow, so you. So you reap. So we are creating this body according to our work. We are creating sometimes this human body, sometimes we are creating dog's body, sometimes we are creating hog's body, sometimes we are creating demigod's body. So, just like we cultivate so many trees and plants, then we are creating, you have got all of us, we are sitting here, we have got different types of bodies. That means we are all individual souls. We have created these different types of bodies. And according to this body, just like according to the tree, there is fruit. Similarly, according to this body, there is fruit. Just like the soul. Body, of what?